Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and today I am joined by the Godfather for the first time since season 41, Carl Boudreau. Every comment so far in the chat is just Bing. So here you are. You're back. How's it feel?
Oh, it's cool, man. I'm blessed. Glad to be back.
I'm so excited. And you're wearing your Thailand shirt because I hadn't talked to Carl for a little bit. And all of a sudden, I see he's making the step into A-list celebrity over here showing up on the White Lotus. I was like, what the hell is going on? So he's got his Thailand shirt representing. How is it? How's it feel to be knowing that you're going to be on HBO pretty soon?
Man, that was crazy, man. Like, that's a totally different level from Survivor. I mean, you go from reality TV to actual Hollywood acting, like, yeah, totally crazy.
That's pretty awesome. Still out there on an island, but a little bit different, a little different of fashion. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. A nice hotel room to sleep in.
Makes you wonder why he did Survivor in the first place, right?
Yeah, you got to be a little crazy to do Survivor.
Which I think we're seeing that this season. I think they've ramped up the crazy in a good way with this cast so far. How you feeling?
They definitely got some crazies on this damn cast, that's for sure. They didn't leave nothing out on that. Yeah, I look at some of these people and be like, what the hell? Like, you got no business playing this game at all.
I'm excited to get the takes on that of who those players are and stuff. I remember, because I think the last time we had you on was season 41, and I think it was right after they did the Hourglass Twist. I think you actually were one of our guests right after the Hourglass Twist, or maybe like a week after or something. And I remember just being like, Carl, what do you think of this season? And all you said was, I hate it. Yeah. And I was like, oh no. So how are you feeling so far?
Man, it's taken some getting used to this new school twist. Like, I'm still not fully on the bandwagon, but I mean, it's starting to grow on me, but it's like, I don't know, they're doing way too much. Like, you got to work entirely too hard for advantages that really don't help you out much in the game, you know?
Yeah, what do you think about this three boxes, box within a box within a box?
Yeah, no, that there alone, that's just nuts. Like, I mean, for instance, one of the guys, he just went ahead and took the one day. Like, I would have done the same thing, because these people have been watching this show for so long now that they automatically know, okay, he's up to something. He's gone pissed, but it's taking him 30 minutes. I mean, you know, so they automatically know you're looking for an idol. So you find this box, okay, you get the one, but now you got to go off again to try to get it to extend for three more tribals. Like, yeah, no, that's nuts, man. Hide one idol and hide it hard as hell and just allow them to find that and ride off, you know? But yeah, it's just a tad bit too much.
Do you think that we're ever going to see, if they keep doing this twist, if they keep going with it, do you think we're ever going to see somebody actually go for the full idol? Or do you think that they're just going to get to the point where they say, screw it, I'm just taking one or two?
I'd be surprised to see if someone goes for the full idol, because like I said, it's too much work. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't risk it if it was me. I mean, because you're putting yourself in jeopardy. So no, all you need it for is that one hints when you're at tribal that it could be me to play it. You know what I mean? So just sitting on it and sitting on it, that we've seen how many people go home in these last couple of seasons with idols in their pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I just don't think that it's worth the risk going continuously looking for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that Sam and Rome both made the right decisions here. And I think Gabe made the right decision too. A lot of people were talking about, you know, playing the idol and everything like that. I actually think Gabe made the right decision, even though he was still good for two more. He didn't negate any votes, but there was a good point brought up of if they would have tied and it would have gone to rocks, Gabe protects himself from having to draw a rock by doing that.
Yeah. Now you're talking about Gabe on this season?
Yeah.
That's the one. Isn't that the guy that had the meltdown during the challenge?
No, that was Andy. Andy. Gabe was the one who played. Gabe was the one who played the idol last week.
That's right. Okay, it was the Andy guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not enough I can say about that guy. But
I'm excited to see where you have him ranked.
trust me, it's at the very, very bottom. Yeah, like, he has this meltdown, man. I'm sitting there like, what the hell? Like, you playing Survivor, but you meltdown. And then he found the Beware advantage and puts it right back in the same freaking spot. Like, what was you? Like, that was dumb. He could have, couldn't he? Well, I would have assumed he could have hit it somewhere else, right?
So, no.
The game, but I don't, again, these new twists, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know the rules to these new twists, because we didn't have all of that.
And the rule with the Beware advantage is you have to put it back where it was. If you take it and move it, that they consider that you taking it. So at that point, you lose your vote.
Well, I would have took it and moved it, but because obviously he went back for it, you know what I'm saying? So he had intentions on playing it. He just didn't want to play it right at that moment. But
yeah,
I don't know. I guess, shit, I can't really talk, because I can't say he should have. Well, yeah, he should have studied the game more, because he's the one playing. I'm not. But yeah, that was, I don't know, that might turn around and bite him in the ass. But he's not getting very far anyways. If he does, it's because he's going to be carried, because he's already lost his screws in day three. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it will be interesting with Sam's plan to try. He wants to keep He wants to keep Andy around. And I actually think it's a smart move that he would use his idol, which is only good for one tribal council anyway, to get rid of Annika or Rachel, because it seems like the two of them are more in cahoots, and Andy would be loyal to Sam. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. He has no choice, because he know he didn't blew his game up from the very beginning. So he's got to be somebody's little puppet. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way he's going to get further, because he's subject to have another meltdown before it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. He's proven that already.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about TK going home last week?
I don't think it was smart, but at the same time, I think TK reminded me of Elizabeth on my season, because it was constant talk, like, shut the up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, that gets annoying, bro, when you out there and you hanging on, you know what I mean? And then you got somebody that just won't shut up. Yeah, it just annoys you. And it's like, okay, I got to get rid of him. If I want to stay sane, I got to get rid of him. Like, you put every other aspect of the game behind you. Just that little bit is what drives you nuts. And it's like, okay, to hell with the game, just get this person away from me so that I can relax. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you think that tribe is going to lose again now that they lose TK? He is the biggest guy on their tribe. There's no question about that. You think they're in trouble, or do you think that it's really not going to matter because of the way the challenges run these days?
I don't really think it'll matter. A lot of them now, they're still going off of the big guy syndrome thingy for challenges, but these challenges now, they're so evenly matched that it doesn't really matter. If you just play it smart, you can win it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, I it'll be interesting. I mean, I feel like I thought Yellow was in a lot of trouble after episode one, and then they turned it around really good. And I think Blue looks like they might be in trouble next time. But honestly, like, it's the big thing of with how many puzzles and all of that they put on the show nowadays. What did TK really do to put them in a position to win? He didn't really do – there wasn't even really a spot for him to excel in that challenge.
Other than carrying the rice. I mean
– that's true.
You know, that's about it. But, hell, I know some women that can do that. Shit, it was women on my season that was goddamn strong. So, yeah. When it comes down to physical, anybody can be physical if they put their mind to it. Like, anybody can. You know what I'm saying? But – puzzles and stuff of that nature, you got to have it in your head to distinguish all of that different crap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as far as muscle, anybody can grow strength. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's start looking at this. So before we jump into the rankings here, I wanted to bring up one more thing. So this last episode, we saw two people actually get snuck up on successfully. And we had Kyle talking about Kyle and Tiana were talking about TK, and TK came walking over and said, "Are you talking about me?" And they just said no. And then we have Teeny showing Sean the box that Rome had found after Rome had told Teeny. What do you think about the way that this played out? And is Teeny absolutely doomed? Like, what would you have done in this situation?
Well, if I'm Rome, I obviously know I can't trust you, because you just took my secret and shared it with someone else. You know what I mean? And if I'm Teeny, I'm sitting there slapping myself, like, thinking I had a solid with this guy. I had information that no one else had, and I just effed it up by sharing it with him and getting caught doing it. So it's like, that was kind of dumb on Teeny's part. I mean, I wouldn't have told anyone else. I would have wrote it out with Rome. But at the same time, I mean, just watching Rome, I'm sure hopefully one day I'll get to meet Teeny and Rome as well as all the rest of them. He's coming off a bit where, just like TK on the other tribe, the talkative, well, he's doing too much as well. You know what I mean? Like he's trying too hard to fit in. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if that's his normal character or what have you, but It's like tone it down. Like you don't want to be the center of attention on that island with five other people. Like that you do not want, because that's destined for failure. But again, back to the topic, Teenie, just I didn't agree with it, but I mean, hey, that's her game plan, so it may work for her. I mean, we can only watch to see, you know, but yeah, hopefully she get it cleared up and go a long ways with Rome as well, you know.
Yeah. I have to ask the question. Rome's here in the chat, so we've got to ask the question right now. How close do you think he was to making the NBA?
About as close as I was to becoming the next president.
And you were primarying
That's
pretty hard, huh?
No, I'm just messing with you, Rome, man. I don't know. I don't know that man's ball skills. He might can go. I don't know. I mean, just looking at him, but that's judging a book by its cover. It don't look like he got no ball skills, but I mean, he definitely didn't have no rap skills, and his Michael Jackson skills and didn't look so hot. So, yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I mean, I don't. Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what, they casted one hell of a character with Rome. That is for sure. You're getting what you get. And I really found it interesting when he talked about, I want to be on Fire. Like me and Blake were talking about that on the recap episode. And we were like, man, to bring up, like, I want to be the representative on Fire from our season. It just like, it just says to your cast, like, I'm thinking about being the star here.
Already,
Right?
yeah, that's his game plan. That's his game plan. Not everybody gets to make it big off of it, man. So you gotta grab the bull by the horns. Like I ain't mad at him. I mean, shit, I wish I would have done it back when I played, but I didn't. But that's just not my character. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm more of a laid back person. So yeah, you gotta do what's best for you, especially with today, man. With TikTok and every other talk, and I mean, you know, like you can literally make it big. So shit, do what you gotta do. Yeah,
And this is Rome. I had aspirations to go to the NBA. Is not, I could have went to the NBA. Every kid should have aspirations to be great.
oh yes, okay. I pull my chat up now. I see it. I had aspirations to do the same thing, but aspirations and having the skills to actually be able to do it, yeah, it's totally different. Yeah, I mean, you always encourage your kids, tell them they can, you know, dream big. Yeah, you're supposed to. Can't nobody stop you but yourself.
Well, let's dive into these power rankings, and I want to start it off right here because we've been talking about him anyway. I got Rome at number one. He's got a one-time idol. How are they going to vote him out? They can't vote him out unless they pull you.
No, they can't vote him out unless they put an idle nullifier out there. That ain't happening, you know. No, I'm cool with where you got him at. As far as the next episode goes, yeah, absolutely, he would be number one. I mean, it ain't but what, it's three idols. Each one of them have been found.
Every idol has been found, but Gabe just played the
So
Tuku one, so you got to assume they're going to hide it again.
they will. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Roman number one. He definitely can't go home next episode.
No. And he
If he do,
knows.
something ain't right.
Yeah, and he has to know, especially after finding Teenie with Keyshawn. He's got to know, like, okay, maybe I'm not as in as I thought. So Sam might play the idol for somebody else. Rome's playing it for himself, and everybody knows he has it.
Well, he better play it for himself. If, yeah, that would be the dumbest move if he don't. But yeah. So yeah, Rome ranked one on that one.
Are you doing the same thing? Are you following my footsteps?
No, I mean, it's the smartest thing. I mean, because like you said, he has an idol, and two other people knows he has it, so they're not gonna try to vote him out. I mean, I would like to think that he's smart enough to not fall for them saying, trust in me, and then they turn on him. Like, yeah, no, he ain't, he can't dance, but I think he's smart enough to know how to play this game.
And I Am Connor here says, we said that four times last season. I think this cast is paranoid enough to play an idol if the wind blows weirdly. So I think that is true, especially compared to 46.
You have to, because how many people went home with idols in their pockets last season? Like a bunch, you know? So if they, which they weren't able to watch, obviously, because they were right behind them filming. But yeah, I mean, you just can't do it. You just cannot go home with an idol in your pocket. That's like a no-no. That's Survivor 101.
So who do you have at number two?
From the Gotta Tribe.
Oh, so you're going to Gotta. You're going to the Yellow Tribe.
Yeah. I'm thinking Sierra is in a good place. That's her name. Yeah, right. Yeah, Sierra. Mm-hmm. If I'm pronouncing it right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put her at number two. I don't think she's going nowhere. You know who she reminds me of? Gabby.
Yeah,
I got her at number two. She's done no wrong. They like her. Andy loves her. Not Andy. Andy loves
no,
her.
No, Sam. It's Sam. Sam loves her.
Well, which one? No, which one has Andy called off in the very beginning?
Andy took Rachel off to the side.
Rachel.
And then that didn't end up working out because then they did the night conversation and Rachel was like, I don't want any part of this.
Rachel is the one that reminds me of Gabby. That's the one that reminds me of Gabby.
Gotcha.
That's who I wanted at number two, Rachel. I had them mixed up.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're going Rachel number two.
Rachel number two.
Rachel, what did you think about Sam and Annika find the idol together? Sam runs over and tells Sierra, and Sierra says to him, Annika's going to tell Rachel right away. So Annika does go and tell Rachel, and then Sam tells Rachel. And you think Rachel's got to be in a good spot if everybody's given her information, right?
Pretty much, but at the same time, not necessarily, because you can give a certain person all the information you want for them to trust you and then turn around and they slit your throat. Mm-hmm. So this new era, they do a lot of talking. I mean, I don't quite understand it. If you remember my season, we wasn't saying anything until the crap hit the fan and we needed to do it. You know what I mean? I went for days without anybody knowing that I had the idol nullifier. Mm-hmm. So they do a lot of talking. So that really, you can't really put that up to the fact that they trust you. Mm-hmm. Not into that, because they're also paranoid, you know? So just because I'm telling you this, that, and the third doesn't mean I won't get you. I mean, to be honest, I think it's, in my opinion, can be less beneficial in a small sense, to have all that information, because everyone knows that you have all that information. You know what I'm saying? So it could be you. Sometimes it's best to be left out of the circle, because then nobody has nothing on you. You know, you can't say, well, I know Carl knows this and he knows that. And well, yeah, Carl knows this, that, and that. So let me go ahead and get rid of Carl because Carl knows everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. If Red were to lose, it'll be interesting to see who Rome tries to idol out of the game. Because he has the idol, and it will be interesting to see if other people take that power away from him by just not voting for him and trying to vote a different way. That'll be because with all that information out there, who knows what that means?
Right. And he has his idol. So if he knows that they're coming for him, or let me see if I'm saying this right. Let's see. Okay. He knows that they're coming for him, but say, let's say Aisha doesn't know he has the idol, right? So Aisha's the one doing the talking. Well, he plays it, and then again, it takes that one freaking vote, and now Aisha's going home.
Yeah,
you know. So it's just how you go about it with the idol. He's not, again, he's number one for a reason. He's not in a bad spot. He just got to play it correctly. If they were to lose the, you know, the challenge or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to go – my number two, I'm going to go Sam over from the Gotta Tribe. He's the one who found the idol. He has the idol in his pocket. And I know that people were questioning, like, should he really play this idol for Andy? And I say yes. I say play it for Andy. I think it's the right move to play it for Andy. Sierra is super close with him. Sam and Sierra are so close that Annika is coming out saying, you know, are you two dating in the next time on Survivor? So I feel like Sam's in a really good spot and he can do whatever he wants with this idol. So I do have my two idol people at the top, but it's because they only have one time tribal council. So if they go, they're going to play it.
But isn't Annika the only one that's really going after Andy? Like the rest of them not 100% on board that Andy should go.
No, I know. Well, I wonder, who do you think that they would pick then if they didn't pick Andy? Who do you think they would choose?
That's where it could flip and then Annika as goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. That's why I got Sam at two.
Right. She's pushing so hard for Andy. Well, you just stated that Sam has Andy in his pocket. Rachel and Sierra don't have no problems with Sam. So why wouldn't them four just get together and vote Annika out?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, don't spoil my power rankings, Carl.
I'm just saying. No,
don't spoil my power rankings.
I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's tough, man. This thing has always been tough. Always been tough.
Yeah, and especially I got you coming in week three right after TK goes home, so you're not in an easy spot right now. This is only the third season in Survivor history where two men were the first two people booted from the game. That's pretty insane.
I had to rewatch. I got up this morning and tried to hurry up and rewatch so that I could be on it, man. I'm just not – I don't know, Phil. I'm not as big into it like I once was. You know what I mean? Yeah. I watch it because I'm always love Survivor, but like I don't really study it as much like I did back then. You know?
Yeah.
For me now it's just like entertainment. You know, if that, you know, like, yeah.
Does it blow your mind that it's been 10 seasons since you played?
Yeah, man, that's been 6 years ago, man. Like, yeah. 6 years ago. I was 42 years old when I played that game.
It's crazy.
I'll be 48 next month, man. Like, shit, I'm almost 50. Like, I just sit back and think about that. Like, I'm almost 50. Like, yeah.
It's wild.
Man, it's nuts, man. My life has changed tremendously since I've last played that game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep on rolling here. Who do you have at number three?
Number three. Now, I just spoke about her, and I got to put her up there because she's my rider from the H-Town. I'm going with Aisha at number three. She knows the game of Survivor, literally, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she does a Survivor podcast with Rob, you know what I'm saying? Or did. I don't know if she still do. But, yeah, I don't see her having – any problems next week at all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going with Aisha at number three.
Yeah, I have her a little bit lower just because the Red Tribe freaks me out because they all seem to want to go for Rome, but then Rome has the idol. So it's like, where are they going to land on this? So because I don't really know where they're going to land, I'm going to hold off on Aisha for a second. Although I feel like Aisha should go deep and should be fine. I feel like she's protected, but still.
Who is it? Soul?
Soul, yeah.
Like who's really working with Soul?
Mm-hmm.
He's the lone wolf on that tribe as of right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Tini and Keyshawn obviously cut for one another. I've seen Tini and Aisha real tight with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Rome, he's protected with his idol. Soul is the only one on that tribe that really I haven't seen any major connections with anyone. Well,
and Genevieve, because I don't even think you remember she was on that tribe.
See, you know what? I swear to God to you, I have a list of everybody, and for the longest I've been saying I'm missing one person.
There you go.
I swear to God, and her name is nowhere on my list.
Mm-hmm. And she's the only player so far this season who had an episode without a confessional. She didn't get anything last week, so we didn't hear from her at all.
Yep.
She was the one, though, who said she didn't know what Mamba mentality was, which was very funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I promise you, I had that whole list, and for the life of me, I've been sitting here like, man, it's one person I'm missing. It's one person I'm missing. I guess that explains why.
Yeah. And I don't have Aisha at the bottom of that tribe by any means. I just have her a little bit lower because I feel like that's like the stray bullet tribe, right? Like that's the – when Maddie went home a couple seasons ago first overall with one vote or two votes or whatever it was, like I could see – something like that happening over here on Red.
Which tribe you think is the best tribe out of the three?
Oh, man.
Like the
I
most
mean,
solid.
I would have to say, if I was betting right now which tribe I think is going to do the best for the remainder of the pre-merge, I actually do think Yellow is in the best spot. Like, I feel like Sam and Andy, I know Andy had his meltdown episode one, but I think they've come into their own on challenges. Rachel's been very good at every puzzle they've done. She dominated that blind maze puzzle that she had to do. I feel like if I was looking at this, I feel like they're actually pretty good. Nobody on Red screams to me like, wow, we're so strong, we're never going to lose. I feel like eventually they're going to go down.
I'm just scared of the Yellow, which is gotta. Andy freaked out, man. And that's scary. Like first challenge, like that's scary, you know? And they've literally made an ass of him because now he chops his coconut and they're fucking cheering for him. Like
so over the top.
That's, yeah, but he should feel real stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, really? I mean, for cutting a coconut, now all of a sudden you just cried because they weren't cheering for you. Now they get rid of the guy that they were cheering for and cheering for you now, and you're ecstatic about it. Like, come on, man. Like, what the hell are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so they're making a mockery of it, man. I don't trust the Yellow tribe. I don't. That's just, I mean, in my opinion. I think the strongest tribe is going to be the Blue tribe.
That's what I thought from the start, but losing TK does put a little alarm in me. It doesn't bother you, huh?
Nope. Sure doesn't.
Yeah.
You got some strong women on that tribe, man. For one, Sue I think she'll keep them lined out. You know what I mean? The older lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's always good to have someone that has some season to them. Mm-hmm. Because they can kind of sort of reel you in, you know, even though you it's scary for you being the older person because their conversations and your conversations are like totally different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like crazy different. I had that issue, but I was at the same time, I had enough moxie to understand how to fit in to their conversations. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I think the Blue tribe is going to be the strongest from the start anyways, but.
My next person I have is Sierra because I'm really just leaning into this Sam and Sierra. Like, they're fine. They both know about the idol. I feel like they're going to dictate this next vote. I feel good about her. So I actually have two Gata here and Rome before I have anybody from the Blue tribe. But I don't disagree with you. It feels even. Like, across the board, these three tribes don't feel like there's that much disparity between them. I mean, you have to think Gata wins the first challenge, the reward challenge in episode one, loses the immunity challenge, and then comes back and wins the next challenge. So they haven't finished second yet. They've either finished first or they finished third. And if you're having that type of disparity here, then maybe we are just in for an even, you know, even amount here, especially if you're voting off, let's say Red does lose and they do vote off Saul, like you were saying, like he's not really connected with anybody. You've not voted out the strongest like physical presence from two of the three tribes as your first boot. It evens things out a little bit.
Yeah, true that. Thank you. I don't know how to pronounce that name. What's that? St. Cliffo,
yes.
St. Cliffo. Thank you, my man.
Glad you get a happy early birthday. Although it's like you don't want to be rooting for birthdays at this point, right? You forget it's happening.
No, man. No, hell no. Keep getting there, man. Yeah. You want to get to where I'm at.
I'm telling you, I'm at 32 now. I'm two-thirds of the way there.
Yeah.
So it makes me sick. I was mid-20s when I met you, Carl. And now here, look at me now. I got gray in my beard, too.
Yeah, well, we were drinking Tecates.
That's it. Yeah, the 38 finale was something else.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. I'm Modelo now. It's Modelo now.
There you go. You're moving from one Mexican beer to the other,
right?
Oh,
yeah. I just love Mexican beers, man. Yeah.
We're only three people in here, but are you planning to go? I mean, I feel like fans and stuff need to know, like when Carl's at a bar, Carl's a boatload of fun. Are you going to any of the events this year? You have any plans?
I just went to Asia's premiere watch party.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Asia's premiere watch party. Me, Asia, Karishma, Lauren was supposed to come, but Lauren had some things come up, so she wasn't able to make it. But yeah, no, we had a good time. Yeah. Asia's cool people.
Any chance at New Orleans? You're not too far from there.
You know, I Dallas is up next. I'm closer to Dallas than I am New Orleans. But I don't know, man, on Wednesdays, like, with my work, that'd be tough. You know what I'm saying? I would love to catch one of them, but yeah, that'd be a little bit hard, man. So I just kind of do away with it.
Yeah, my internet. Sorry, I'm on my wife's computer. My wife's computer doesn't like StreamYard. I need to figure it out because I'm traveling. I'm at my parents' house right now. So if I ever freeze up and you're talking and I'm just like nodding my head, it's because I can't hear anything. But
so you're on the East Coast.
I'm on the East Coast, right? Well, I live in Florida now. I am
I
down
know
in Florida.
You do, but I know your parents were from up east.
Yeah, New Jersey. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Right.
But so the reason I asked about New Orleans is I am going to be in New Orleans. So
you're going to New Orleans.
I am going to be at New Orleans. I already booked flights and everything, so I will be there.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to look into my schedule. When is the New Orleans one?
October 30th.
I can promise you I won't be there. No, seriously, because
damn,
the 24th through the 28th, I'm going to Cabo San Lucas. Mm-hmm. And then my birthday is on the 29th. So, yeah. No,
you don't want to celebrate your birthday with all the Survivor fans?
Unless they just going to buy me a lot of beer to bring home. You know what I mean?
I mean, hey, just for everybody who doesn't know this, because me and Carl, when right after he played and everything, he's a big Astros fan and I'm a Yankees fan. And I bet him, we bet each other a 12-pack the one time, or a 24, whatever it was, a case of beer.
24, yeah.
Yeah, a case of beer the one time that the Astros, or I picked the Yankees, he picked the Astros, and the Astros won, and I couldn't get it to him. And then for the longest time, you had the hurricane or something, and it knocked, or the freeze, and it knocked out all the power in your house, and you just text me and you go, you want to send me that beer now? Yeah, I was like, it's on its way. Here it comes.
It was the freeze, yeah. It was the freeze. Oh, yeah, that was cool. It knocked to the door.
Yeah.
Shipment has arrived.
That's it. Okay. So anybody who's wondering how to get on Carl's good side, that is the way. That is definitely the way.
What was that thing you used to send it?
Oh God.
Yeah, what was that?
I forget what it's called because now I live walking distance from a liquor store. Now my wife uses it all the time because she'll send her parents alcohol. I have no idea. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Back into Survivor. Who you got it for?
Number four. I'm going to go to the Tuku tribe, which is the blue tribe. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put Tayana at number four.
Okay.
She is literally sitting in a good spot right now.
I'm worried for her. I'm surprised. I am worried because I feel like Gabe, Sue, and Caroline are really tight. And I feel like she's the fourth. I feel like she's the fourth one there, but I like her a lot. She's my winner pick. So maybe I'm just like overcomplicating it because I'm nervous. Cause that was,
she's pick. Your winner pick.
She was before the season. Yeah.
Well, why'd you switch?
Oh, I haven't switched. I just feel like maybe she's not in as good of a spot. Maybe it's cause I'm rooting for her that now that's why I'm scared.
Yeah. You're getting in your own head.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it later, but what do you think about Tiana's spot then?
I don't think she's in a bad spot. I mean, now I will say, if I was her, I would have stuck with TK more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Gabe is the one that I think I would have tried to target if I was Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that they have a good enough relationship. I think that Sue and Tiana can become a whole lot closer. Gabe is going to eventually out himself.
Yeah.
He's playing real tough, real early.
Mm-hmm.
And that debacle he had trying to get that damn box. Like, see, if I was, and that's another thing, if I was TK, like, I would have totally used that to my advantage. I would have let somebody else know what took place, but he mm-hmm. never did. Kind of like Teenie. I mean, she let somebody else know. So therefore, you kind of draw people in. But he wasn't smart enough to do that, you know. But Yeah, I just don't think Tiana is in a bad spot, man. I don't.
Yeah, it's funny. My next two are both from the Blue Tribe, but I go Sue and then Caroline. I have Sue at 4 and I have Caroline at 5. And my biggest reasoning with this is pretty much everything you just said with Gabe. Gabe got rid of his idol, which I think was the right move, and it shows loyalty. And I feel like now, though, Gabe can't go back to Kyle. And I don't see a situation where Gabe, Tiana, and Kyle are the group that then turn around and vote out Sue or Caroline. And I think Sue's proven herself. She's 59 years old. She is a badass. Like, she can lift whatever she needs to. She can move so easily. And I think her social game has been pretty good with everybody except for TK, and TK's gone.
So do you think Gabe really played that for Cal out of loyalty?
Froze on me.
Do you think he really played that idol for Kyle out of loyalty, or out of the fact that he probably knew that people knew that he had it?
Well, he played it. He played it for himself. He didn't play it for Kyle.
I thought he played it for Kyle.
No, he played it for himself. I think he played it because everybody knew he had it, and then that kind of puts him on a cleaner playing field. And I think he handled this situation really well. I just think he's playing so hard so early that Gabe would be in more trouble than Caroline, or let's say Kyle goes and finds an idol, right? Who's he targeting? I don't think he's targeting Sue or Caroline. I think he's targeting Gabe because Gabe's the one who betrayed him already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And but again, that's another reason why I don't think that Tiana is in real danger as far as right now on this tribe, because mm-hmm. Gabe has showed that he's the bigger person to watch out for.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody's going to be different.
Yeah. So I got Sue 4, Caroline 5. Who do you have at 5?
At 5, I'm going to put – I'm going to say Teeny at 5. I'm going to say Teeny at 5 mm-hmm. because we know her in Rome knows what's going on, and she showed how close she is with Keyshawn. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, what you said that lady's name was again? No, I'm joking. Yeah, obviously she's not even being seen, mm-hmm. so she would be at the bottom of that tribe. So yeah, Teeny's playing a good social game as of right now. Can that bite her? I hope not. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I mean, I have Teeny at 6, so I'm not far off from you. And I think what's interesting about the whole Rome situation with the idol. Mm-hmm. is Rome might feel like, okay, I shouldn't trust Teeny. So he could say, I'm going to play my idol and I'm going to put my vote on Teeny. But I think Teeny is in so good with everybody else on that tribe that they would vote 4-1-1. Like, Rome would vote for Teeny. The person who's on the outs, who's actually going home, would vote for somebody, maybe Teeny. And then the other four people would all vote for who's actually going home. Like, I feel like Teeny's really good with Asia. She's really good with Keyshawn. So she has the numbers. And I don't think Saul and Genevieve ever go and work with Rome with him and his idol. I think they just say, whatever, we'll play it straight. So I think Teeny's social game is good enough to keep her in and prevent her from going home this week, despite the fact that last week, I mean, she was tweeting about it. She wanted to disappear into the sand when Rome came walking up behind her while she was showing Keyshawn. But I feel like she's still in a good spot. I think her social game is I think anybody else in that situation would have not known how to rebound. And I actually think she rebounded quite well.
Yeah, they would have folded. Yeah. No, she played that very well. Because I can see where paranoia would set in real quick when something like that happens. Then you're like, oh, crap. Like, mm-hmm. I just totally screwed my game. But
yeah. And then I will say at 7, I'm getting a little bit ahead of you here, but at 7, I have Keyshawn, and at 8, I have Asia. So like I'm taking those three people from the Red Tribe and I'm just going Teeny, Keyshawn, Asia. I feel like those three are working together. I still think Rome is the safest one on that tribe because he has the idol, but I think Genevieve or Saul, based on how little we've seen of them, based on the fact that we haven't seen them doing any relationship building, I just think it's one of those two if this tribe loses. And honestly, feel like I have the best grasp on who would go home on the Red Tribe, despite the fact that we haven't seen Red go to Tribal Council yet.
No. Yeah. I got Keyshawn at 6.
Okay, so also one spot behind Teenie, which is what I had too. So,
and I got Caroline at 7.
Okay.
I got Sue at 8.
So we have a very similar top 8.
Yeah, I got Sue at 8. Somebody even pointed it out. If they catch on to Gabe, obviously they're gonna go after him. And as hard as he's playing, it won't take long for them to actually catch on to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think about Caroline? I feel like Caroline, to me, this is a cast of massive, massive, massive personalities. Caroline hasn't had a huge personality, but it's not like she's boring. She hasn't popped yet. What do you think about where she's at? The fact that her and Sue have kind of created this random, nobody would have expected alliance.
I think she's playing it right. Like I said, again, you don't want to be the big person that's out in the middle. Like, you just, from the start, you don't want to be that person. Like, no, that'll never benefit you, because they're all eyes are on you at that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the way she's slow rolling it, I think it's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm. And then Keyshawn, you said you had him over there at 6. What's your take on what he's doing right now?
Well, Keyshawn's playing with Teenie, and obviously that's a smart thing, because Teenie seems to be a real smart player. I mean, she's a super, super fan. Mm-hmm. So she understands it. So him being locked in with her is the reason why I got him that high up in the rankings, because you get somebody who knows what they're doing and you just follow their lead until you have to, you know what I mean, let go of the rope, and you put yourself in a good spot.
Yep. All right, and then who do you have at 9? I'll let you get ahead of me again here.
9, we're going to go with Sierra.
Okay.
Sierra at 9. Her and Sam working together, along with Rachel, gives them the 3. And then again, Andy and Annika, Andy being at the bottom, mm-hmm. and Annika pushing so hard against Andy puts Sierra in a pretty safe spot, because she got 2 other people with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Rachel at 9. So I know you had her at 2. I still have her in my top half. The only way I see Rachel going home is if she's not willing to vote for Annika. I don't see that happening, though, but that's really the only way I'd see her going home. So that's why I put her in the middle, just in case she pushes, because I do feel like if Sam and Sierra want to vote out Annika, Andy will go along with it. But if Rachel says, I don't want to do it, then maybe they say, well, maybe we should just vote out Rachel because we don't trust her. But I do feel like Annika and Andy are in the worst spot there. It's just going to be a matter of who do they trust more. So I'll put Rachel at 9. Starting off my back half here. And I will say, for this early in the season, I feel like it's really wide open. From 10 through 16, I could see any of these people that I have going home.
Where did you have Sam at? You had Sam way up there, didn't you?
I had Sam at number 2, yeah.
Number 2, yeah.
Yeah. You haven't said Sam yet.
No, I haven't. Uh-huh. And the only reason why I haven't is because, again, if Annika can hone it in and make a connection with the girls, then Andy and Sam are both hung out to dry, because we very well know as long as you don't go to tribal, you're not going to stay in a set of 3 for very, very long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's what, 26 days.
Yeah.
So it's not like when real people played, when it was 39 days. You know what I'm saying?
always take the dig there. You know, the new era loves to hear about how they play less days. That's my favorite thing.
Days. I got voted off on day 30, man. Would that have made me a winner? I don't know.
You would have been 4 days past winning. You would, they would have been like, Carl, get off the damn island. Why are you still here?
Right. Why are you still here? The flight has left to go back to LA.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm living in Fiji now.
Right, right. With that being said, I'll put Sam at 10. Mm-hmm. And I have Cal at 11.
Okay.
Cal so just seems to be quiet. He's not really making any fuss about anything. Like, when you see Cal, it's because somebody else pulls him in to talk to him. You know, like, he's not creating nothing on his own. But he's not in no harm, I don't think. But he's not creating anything on his own.
And that's where, you know, TK goes home and Kyle was close with TK, or at least that's who he was closest with. But it seems like everybody on that tribe loves Kyle. They just didn't like TK. So even though Kyle was associated with TK, I don't think that necessarily means he's the next one to fall. And like you said, he's quiet. There was a secret scene of him eating meat for the first time in years that I'm surprised did not make the final edit of the show, because it actually was like pretty wild to watch. He's vegetarian, hadn't eaten meat in years, and they have him eating meat so that he can like sustain on the island, and everybody's like really supportive of him and stuff. So I think they really like Kyle. I just think Kyle doesn't pop on the screen the way a Rome or an Asia or somebody like that does.
How is it vegetarians always seem to eat meat when they go on Survivor?
Hungry.
Angelina did the same damn thing.
But Angelina's back to being vegetarian now,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't spoken with her in a while. Gotcha. I speak with Kara all the time.
Well, like, yeah, I don't know. Kara, I feel like once you get into a survival situation, you say, okay, I actually do need to eat something. What else are you going to do? And I feel like, I mean, you've been out there on that island. What do you really have to eat?
Rice and coconuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To this day, I still have yet to eat or taste anything that's coconut.
You eat rice, though, right? I mean, you're in Houston.
Oh, I eat rice.
Yeah, okay.
I'm from the South, so yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, coconut, I have yet to eat or taste anything. But don't bring me no pina colada, no nothing. I don't want nothing to taste of coconut. Like, literally, like, yeah. I mean, eating it for 30 days, like, yeah, no.
That's so funny. And that's, I mean, like you said earlier, that's 6 years. 6 years, and you're like, screw that.
Yeah. No coconut.
Is it one of those things if somebody, you know, like VO5 did the shampoo that was coconut that smelled so strong and stuff? Is it one of those things where if like somebody has like coconut like on them, like they got like the hair, like they use it on their hair or something, where you lose your mind, or no?
Nah, that wouldn't bother me. It's just, I don't know. I just, after having like literally only being able to eat that, it's like, yeah, no, I can find so much better things to eat. Like, yeah, keep a coconut away from me.
I have Kyle at 10, so one spot ahead of where you have
him. I got him 11.
Yeah, so I think he is going to be okay ultimately. And then I'm going to probably shock you here, Carl, with my next one, but I have Andy at 11. I think that they are going to keep him because the biggest thing, and like you played on a season where the players, the level of gameplay was out of control. And that's why everybody loves David versus Goliath so much. Everybody was playing so hard. But if you can follow somebody who's willing to just grasp on and say, thank you, I will follow you, why would you not want that? And I just feel like for Sam and Sierra, if especially with Sam, Andy really trusts Sam. And if you have that type of blind loyalty, you want to keep that as long as you can, as long as it's not hurting.
Yeah, true. It works. I mean, that's literally how Gabby and Christian was. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you couldn't tell one anything without the other knowing. I mean, they stayed cuffed to each other the whole freaking time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see if you can get you a partner such as that, then yeah, you can roll a long ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you stay out of everybody else's way. Yeah. Where am I at? 12?
You're at 12, yeah.
Soul. I got Soul at 12.
I wish we'd hear more from him.
But, I mean, you're going to always have that, man. The thing about it is they pick people to put on TV that have the more outgoing personalities. It makes for better TV. I mean, you know, even though – it has nothing to do with your gameplay. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they feel as though that The fans want to see the craziness. You know what I'm saying? When you can be sitting back in the cut, making all the moves, hence myself, but not really getting that much TV time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's no good for the TV. It's no good for the television at all. So that happens to people. But yeah, I got Soul 12. Soul is sitting. He's pretty much. He hasn't ruffled no feathers on his tribe as of now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't see no reason for him to go home at all. Not on that tribe.
And he's so big. I feel like they wouldn't want to vote out the big, strong guy. So Not in the beginning. Especially when he's not like rubbing people the wrong way. Like you said earlier, TK's bro. And that's driving people crazy. But like, what is Saul doing that's driving anybody crazy? I feel like he's just working.
I'm telling you, man, it drives you nuts for someone to just keep constantly talking. Like, yeah. You don't get much sleep. You are trying to sleep and you're doing all that freaking talk. And it's like, you're on this huge ass island. Go down the way and do all of that. Like, but you know, but at the same time, you're too scared to go away because then what are you gonna miss? Mm-hmm. I got Genevieve, the ghost lady at 13.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really even know much about her. Obviously, I didn't even remember she was on the show.
Not a Kobe fan. That's all I know.
How can you not be a Kobe fan?
Well, she just didn't know mom. Probably never watched basketball. Like, didn't know mama mentality. That was probably the funniest line of last episode. She just said, but I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
These younger kids are different, man. They're different. Man.
She's the same age as me.
I guess I'm old. Yeah, but y'all, you can be different at times.
What does that mean?
I mean, you're a sports head, though, so it's going to be different for you. You know what I mean? Like, you love sports. You don't just watch sports. You love sports. So, obviously, you've studied sports. She might like basketball, but just ain't never studied it. I mean, you know, she probably just got into watching it, if she watches it. But, no, yeah, these younger kids are different. They're different. Everything is their phone.
Yeah.
I mean, they learn everything off of Google. They don't really even watch much TV. You know, so, but anyways.
Yeah, I was suffering through Miami last night. So, you know, I don't know if you watched that game or not. Miami, Virginia Tech. That's what I was suffering through last night as a sports head. Yeah.
I was shooting pool last night. Mm. Yeah, you know, I'm a pool junkie.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so her at 13, she ain't doing nothing to really worry about anything.
I have I go Gabe at 12. I think Gabe could be in a little bit of trouble. I honestly think Tuku probably wins this week. You said earlier that you think the Blue Tribe is the strongest one, and now that I'm looking at my rankings, I kind of agree with you because I have a player from Gata and a player from Lavo lower than I have my lowest player from Blue. So I have Gabe at 12, and I have Saul at 13. I feel like it's between Saul and Genevieve over on that Red Tribe. It's just going to be a matter of which one ultimately goes. But I'm going to put Gabe at 12 just because – Caroline and Sue, I don't know if they flip on them this week or like at the next tribal council that tribe goes to, but if they go to two more tribal councils, I could see them saying, let's get rid of Gabe before we hit the merge because I just don't trust them.
The only thing that makes it scary for Tuku is if they were to lose, and it's going to go against my rankings, but if they were to lose, I think the girls will get paranoid and want to send one of the girls home before they send another guy home. Because they would think, well, we get rid of another guy, we don't stand no chance in winning, you know what I mean, the challenges.
So that's given the reason why I have Tiana at 14.
That's the only – I mean, when you go back and look at it, that's the only reason is because of when you – but sending the guys home so early as far as – the paranoia sets in about winning the challenges, which for me, I don't necessarily agree that you have to have the guys to win the challenges. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with it. You know what I mean? We had Lil Bitty B and she was a beast. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, but again, the women don't tend to think the same way obviously, that I'm thinking when it comes down to that aspect. But because, I mean, like, I played it, and I can remember a challenge where Kara outlasted me by a long shot, you know what I mean? And it was a physical challenge, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I don't think you need the guys in that aspect. But they may not think the same way when they're out there, because it's a whole different animal when you're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just explained, I have Tiana at 14. So I have her as the lowest person from blue, literally for what you just said. And I feel like Caroline and Sue are such peas in a pod over here that there's no way they turn on each other. And I feel like Tiana could be the one. And Tiana's already shown, not really through any fault of her own, but she's shown to be, in air quotes, wishy-washy or flipping, you know, like, because she did flip on TK and Kyle last week, who she was supposedly close with. So I have her at 14, but I think that tribe wins this week. I don't think they go to tribal council again.
Right. I got Andy at 14 and I got Gabe at 15, which, again, like I say, contradicted what I said, but I think the Lavo tribe, which is the red tribe, may be the one that goes to tribal council next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have Annika at 16.
Yeah, so I have Genevieve at 15 in case Red goes. I feel like she would be the one they would boot. I think Saul would be too physical for them to want to get rid of. And then I have Annika at 16 as well. I feel like Annika has just been backed into such a bad spot on that tribe. Like, and I don't think she realizes how bad her spot is. Sierra and Sam are super tight. She has Rachel, but Rachel doesn't have power over anybody else.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She's literally in the middle of the four that because you can also say Andy and Sam together. You know what I mean? You could say Sierra and Rachel together because they don't have any bad blood with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Annika is in a tough spot being in the middle of those four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we both are at the bottom. Well, who? Yeah. So I got a couple questions for you before I let you go. Now that we got through the power rankings, and I want to get some answers here. And I didn't ask Liz all of these questions. I probably should have. But I'll try to get this from all the guests moving forward to everybody who's listening. I'm going to get these answers. So Carl, my first question is, who do you think wins the season? I know we're only at final 16, so we're super early. Who you got?
Think wins this season. Okay, if I'm going with my fandom of a person, I'm gonna say Asia, but that's just, you know what I mean, hometown thing. I'm gonna say I like Teenie. Mm-hmm. I like Teenie. If Teenie just doesn't play too hard being a super fan, I like Teenie.
Yep, just keep it within yourself. Don't overplay. Love that. Yep. Love that. Yep. My other questions to you are going to be this, because we got Survivor Season 50 coming and everybody knows it's coming. So I know you've been a fan for a long time and you love Survivor and you played Survivor and you did all that. So I got three questions for you. One, I want to know who you want the most out of anybody to play on Survivor 50. I want to know who from the new era, meaning seasons 41 through 47, you would most want to see on Season 50. And then who from your season would you most want to see on season 50?
Oh.
You can answer them in any order, you know?
Okay, so from my season, I would love to see Carl play again.
That was a shock.
I thought I was going to say Christian.
No, I knew you were going to say Carl.
I would love to see myself play again. My time is getting short, but yeah, I would love to see myself play again. I would absolutely love it. Overall, I would like to see Jeremy play again.
Okay.
I was always a huge fan of Jeremy. Yeah. Yeah. So I would have to go with Jeremy. And out of the newbies, honestly, it really doesn't matter. I mean, being totally honest. Now, I would say, how about for season 50, do we go back to old school Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the new school Survivor for seasons. Or well, you can't blend it together. So, yeah, I would want it to be old school.
And by that, you mean 39 days?
39 days. And take out all these freaking advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too much. Just let it go back to being the social game and, you know, an idol here or there. But all these different advantages, no.
Yeah, get rid of Beware advantages at least, right?
Yeah,
at least sure. Get rid of Beware for that.
Sure. For
yeah,
because
sure. I don't need to see like a fan favorite that we haven't seen in years come out, pick up a Beware advantage and get voted out because they don't have their vote. I don't need to see, like, if James Clement has that happen, I'm going to lose right. my mind, you know?
For sure. I am Kenner. I was just with Natalie in Thailand, man.
There you go.
Natalie's cool people. Yeah, like Natalie's the coolest. I don't think Natalie will play again. We spoke about that when we were together, and I don't think she'd play again. I think she's over it.
Does she still follow or no?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Not...
Oh, I think you just muted yourself. I don't know if you unplugged something or if your headphones died or something, but you said occasionally, and then you totally cut.
No.
You're back.
Yeah, she watches occasionally. No, my mom was just calling. I'm on my phone, man.
Oh,
my computer. I didn't charge it. Yeah, my mom's just calling. So,
we got getting ready to leave. Quick, so you can call her back. Everybody call.
Yeah, because she's getting ready to leave to go on a 7-day cruise. So, yeah. She's traveling crap. You know what I mean?
She's avoiding. It looks like she's just gonna miss the hurricane. So that's good.
Oh yeah, man. We're so used to those things down this way. It's crazy.
Everybody keeps asking how my house in Florida is, and I'm like, fine. Like, we're good.
Well, yeah, because you're closer to Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the Gulf side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just had one here a month or so ago. It wasn't no Category 4, but hell, we were out without power for a whole week.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, you living down this way, you prepare for it.
Yeah,
as long as it don't tear up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Florida right now, over on the Gulf side, there's gators going down the streets, in the water. So you know, that's the beauty of Florida, huh?
Yeah, Texas the same way. All along the Gulf Coast, Texas, Louisiana,
Well,
yes, indeed. But go back to old school Survivor. Old school Survivor.
Yeah, I feel like that's a popular opinion. I feel like people, you know, we did a couple podcasts in the off season about Survivor season 50, and I feel like a lot of people wanted that. And I'll be honest with you, I do like the new era casts. I like majority of the new era casting. I think it's been work. I think they figured it out. I think they found their flow. But I want to see the classics. I want to see some classic players on the show. And I don't want one or two of them that are just going to get overshadowed and voted out because they don't know the other people.
Right.
I want to really see some, like, I want to see some classic people on the show.
And at the same time, I don't want them to, whoever they do choose to be on it, I don't want them to tell them until the very last minute, because I don't want nothing formed outside before the game even starts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because as a Survivor alumni, we all talk with one another on occasions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want no alliances forming before the show, even before they even go to start filming, because then that's, you know, that ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
The Survivor alumni loves to pick up that phone and call each other.
That's
for sure.
What I'm saying. Like, it's not cool. Like, I mean, like, I can call Wendell right now. I mean, I can, you know, it's just like, hey, man, me and you. Like, yeah, like, no, that ain't cool. You know what I mean? Another one which it ain't never going to happen. Put Russell back on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd do it now. I think they'd
never do it.
Yeah, I think he's done
burnt
now.
That bridge. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. He's burnt that. Man, I've hung out with that cat out here, man, a few times. Weird guy. Cool, but weird. Yeah.
I don't think they. I've talked to him a lot because I was doing the Russell Hantz show with him when he was during COVID. So yeah, I talked to him a lot, but I don't think Survivor, the casting department, is like too scared to to go that route right now. I think they're worried. It used to be, what will he do? This is good for ratings. And now I think they're like, what will he do?
What will he do to crash this show?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who would you want to see on it?
Oh, man. I feel like I would love, if they're going to go old school, I would love to see somebody from China, like either Todd, James, Amanda, or Courtney. I'd love to see one of those people get the call, because I feel like China's my favorite season. I think it's the best cast. And I think one of those people, we haven't seen James or Amanda or Courtney since season 20. I think that's mind blowing, because they were such an integral part of the show for so long, and we haven't seen them for so long. So that would be like, if I could pick anybody, it would be one of those four people. Give me any of them and throw them out there on the island and let's see what happens. And then from your season, they would never do it, but I'd love to see Alec play. I mean, I think Alec had much on your season, and I think he was so entertaining, and he was, you know, I think especially like with what he's doing with his life right now, how he's kind of like doing podcasts and the biking and all that. I think he kind of fits what Gen Z would want to see on the show.
Man, Alec would run circles around those people.
Yeah.
Like when I say one in shape dude, oh my God. Yeah.
He scares me with his abs sometimes. Yeah. Every now and then I'm scrolling through Instagram and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that dude there is all about being in shape. Like, Yeah.
So I feel like he'd have an interesting story. I feel like he's had some life experiences since. I know he's done some things. I feel like he would have some fun. Yeah. And that's really it from the new era. I feel like there's so many options at this point. And it's just kind of like, pick the entertaining players. You don't have to go you know, anybody who's like too much of a dark horse there. So how I feel about that. But
I can see everybody saying Christian though. Everybody just loved Christian.
It's so easy, man. Yeah, everybody loves Christian.
But what everybody fails to understand, and me, Davey, and Nick still talk about it to this day, Christian would have been like one of the earliest boots on our season. Like, Christian got saved left and right, and nobody never even paid no attention to that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the reason why is because, again, on my season, we never drew the line to separate David versus Goliath. You know what I'm saying? It was always them against us. So we had to do what we had to do to keep our core strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people don't seem to have ever picked up on that. They just thought he had just this great gameplay. And But anyway.
Yeah, he was definitely the fan favorite there for sure.
I
think they would for sure. He would probably be one of the first people they would call. And he always gives a good interview over on RHAP and stuff. So I think that would make sense. But yeah, I saw Davey at the Ron Clark event. And that was the first time I'd seen him probably since your season aired. So that was fun. Love Davey.
Yeah. I was going to try to make that event, but something came up and I wasn't able to make it. I was supposed to be there. Yeah.
That would have been fun. But
yeah, Ron puts on a nice event.
If you ever get a chance, I said that here, man. Anybody who ever is in that area, if you get a chance to go to the Ron Clark Academy for one of his
events, they're huge. Did he have the coolers throughout?
Oh yeah, everything was free.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's why Carl liked that one.
Well, no, I'm just saying, there's food and there's drinks and everybody. I mean, he has the different rooms where you can go do stuff in. Yeah, no, it's just a nice event. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that was impressive. Cool. It was really, really fun, and he just. He goes all out for it, but
yeah.
All right. Well, Carl, always a pleasure. Always love doing it for our patrons out there. Patreon.com/thespecialist. Make sure you sending your power rankings for episode number 2 or episode number 3. This is the second week of doing power rankings, but it's episode number 3. So make sure you get your power rankings in before Wednesday night's episode over on Real TV Fantasy. If you haven't signed up yet, you still got time. Most people had TK really, really high in their rankings last week. So you're not that far behind if you want to join now. Survivor, become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. I got to get used to not saying Survivor Specialist still. And then I'll be back Wednesday night with Will. I think Will is back Wednesday night. So it'll be Will and I recapping episode number 3 of Survivor 47. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. Follow us on social media. Carl, any last words?
Bing.
Bye, everybody.